This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Courtney's going to cry.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Pudge. Look at Pudge's pal this morning, who is here with us. And it's Curtis, we're starting installment number one of Pudge's Pals in honor of Pudge. And Sue is here from Great Dog Rescue New England. Sue, good morning.
Good morning. We're so excited to be here.
And tell us about Pudge's pal today.
So today we have Nevi. I'm actually going to have Nancy talk about it, but we are a 501c nonprofit shelter. So all of the dogs come down from the south.
And this is Nevia.
Nevia, yes. Nevia. We call it Nevi.
Okay.
And heaven backwards.
Oh, heaven backwards. Oh.
And she is heaven. When I tell you that this dog has just absolutely laid her head down and is so cuddly, and she has the most beautiful eyes.
Oh,
I love her.
So it looks like you're going to add to the family.
Oh, my gosh.
Santo.
And what is her, Sue, if just keep that microphone in front of you if you can. What is that? What's the breed?
It is a boxer Aussie mix.
Okay.
But we don't really know all the breeds. They're all mixed.
Yeah. Okay. And where did Nevia come from?
She came from Tennessee.
Okay.
We do a lot with the Tennessee and Alabama area down south. Right. And
Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide, yes. And she comes up. Every dog goes and gets vaccinated, looked at by doctors. They get chipped, neutered, spayed. So then when they come up here, we're ready to put them in a forever home with a nice, loving family.
Yeah. And what type of home do we think Nevia would do well in?
So honestly,
hold on. We got to get everybody. This is Nancy.
Hi.
Nancy, you have been, get right up close to that microphone. You've been fostering Nevia.
I've been fostering her for a week.
Okay.
And I'm also an adoption coordinator with Great Dog Rescue.
Okay.
I'm not her coordinator. She would fit in any home.
Any home.
She is the most adaptable little girl I've ever seen. I've got two large dogs. She does great with them. She's good with cats. She's just a love bug.
As long as
you want a dog to like sleep on your head and sit on your lap and give you puppy kisses all day, she's your girl. She's great with kids.
So precious.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
great
awesome.
With kids?
She's great
okay,
with
so
kids.
So she's been, you have kids and she's
I don't
been,
have kids, but oh, I've she, got neighbors
okay,
that come over
kids.
And
okay.
they have played with her and she's really good with kids.
All right, Courtney.
She was amazing.
And she loves Courtney.
Yeah.
On the elevator down, like any dog that age, new environment, like the elevator, she was far more chill than James on it yesterday.
Right.
And is unbelievably, the temperament is
crazy.
So chill.
Right. She hasn't even moved yet. She's just looking around. Courtney.
She's what you're talking about,
that's
me.
It.
So, yeah.
I hate.
Perfect
Curtis,
for selfie.
I hate people. Look at that 781 texter. Who doesn't like puppies? Like, yes, go listen to another radio show, you jackass.
Well, X-Bear was in the Twitch wanting a chronological breakdown of the Bruins game.
Yes. Yeah, no, I...
Well, Nevi watched the Bruins last night. She's a fan.
She's a Bruins fan.
She's a Bruins fan.
What does she think about Drake May?
She's excited.
She's excited.
She'll leave the decision of good, bad, or indifferent to you guys, but she's excited.
There you go. Courtney, so what you think?
I would hurry up.
Take it home?
I am obsessed.
You are obsessed, but you already have Harry.
That's all right.
But I think Harry would love a sibling.
Right.
You can't...
Like, I really...
Is it rule-wise, can Courtney take the first one? I don't know.
I mean, I honestly was going to... No, I think anybody, whoever takes Nev home or Nevia home, will be a winner. It is just unbelievable.
Mitch, can you zoom in on her face? Because you got to see this face.
Oh, she's closing her eyes now. She's ready to take a nap.
Oh, she's like, when are we going to get back to sports?
Oh, look at her. Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
Such a cutie. And how old? Guys?
So she's 9 months. I don't think she's going to get a lot bigger.
Oh, wow.
She's about 28 pounds. Yeah, she's got something. She's mixed with something tiny, clearly. But she's got the sort of bulldoggy stance, you know, a little bow-legged, the underbite.
I love the underbite.
The underbite is awesome. She came from a hoarding case. There was, I think, 3 mother dogs and 19 puppies.
Oh,
no
wow.
idea which puppy belonged to which mama dog. But she's just... She could not be sweeter.
She's going to sleep, Courtney.
So our goal and our mission when it comes to Pudge's Pals is to find forever homes for as many dogs as we can. What is the best way for somebody who would love to have Nevia in their home go about getting Nevia?
Whether it's her or any dog, go to our website,
okay.
greatdogrescuenewengland.com, GDRENE.com. I probably said it wrong.
Yeah.
And all of our dogs are listed there and all of their profiles. The first step is to submit an application for any dog,
okay.
and then the adoption coordinator will be in touch,
okay.
And the process will start from there.
Okay.
Our purpose is all about match. We really just want to make the best match for any adopter with the right pup.
Is it hard to adopt, or is it an easy process?
You know what? The process, when you talk about it, sounds like it's long, but it's not. It goes really quickly.
Okay.
The thing, we are just really careful, and so we do vet people.
Okay.
We call your vet for references if you have an existing dog.
Good.
We do a virtual home visit. We want to make sure that there are eyes on the home that the dogs are going to, I'm sure that they're a safe home and people are prepared for the dog. But it's a quick process.
Awesome.
We provide as much information as we possibly can about every dog. All of their health records come with them.
Are you getting ready to cry again?
Are you going to cry again?
Feeling of this dog just laying on me, and you can feel like when she keeps trying to fall asleep, but she just goes the big like harumph, you know, where she just lets out all of her breath. Oh my God.
Yeah, she's precious.
All right.
Yeah, I falsified my references with Pudge. I think I can admit that now, but it worked out.
Well, it's pretty cool that
this is
the same shelter that you got Pudge from.
I am a emotional wreck, but awesome.
It's a good looking dog too. It's a very good looking dog.
Cute,
can you
she?
Say the website one more time?
Yes,
people are asking.
GDRENE.com.
No,
Great
it's GDRENE. No E in the middle. Great Dog Rescue, GDRENE.com. We have it on the Twitch, and we'll tweet it out.
Okay, all right. And we'll share it on Instagram and all the rest of that stuff.
So many dogs in need of great homes.
When we find, because I know we will, because our audience is, other than that 781 texter who doesn't like this segment, other than that, our audience is extraordinary, and they are the most generous people in the world, and I know we're going to find a home for Nevia. And when we do, we want to get an update, and then we'll be able to keep track of all of the Pudge's Pals and how they fit in with their families.
That's fabulous.
Okay.
Thank you guys for doing what you're doing. It really makes a huge difference.
Thank you for what you guys do.
And
awesome.
Sue, what did you say about Drake May? Are you starting? You got Drake May starting for you?
I am. I have him on 2 of my fantasy teams.
Okay.
And
all right.
He's going. I'm putting him up instead of Shroud this week.
Okay. All right. Oh, Shime. All right. Mm-hmm.
Let's go, Drake May.
Drake May fan in the house. Oh. All right. We are... Okay, so that's Nevia. Courtney, can you do trending without crying? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, with the help of Nevia?
Yes.
All right, here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. The Bruins win their home opener 6-4. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 20 saves in the win. Jim Montgomery happy with the game and Swayman's performance, but still thinks there are some things they could work on.
Again, we got to clean things up. I mean, we gave up 2 face-off goals. We had 4 icings tonight that I didn't like. I didn't think we had 5 with the last one. 2 ended up causing goals, and 2 ended up with them going on the power play. So that's the part of the game management part that we need to be better at. Jeremy Swayman was good. He made the saves that he could. Again, there's backdoor tap-ins that because our coverage isn't solid yet.
The Niners get the win in Thursday Night Football 36-24 over the Seahawks. Brock Purdy completed 18 of 28 passes for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns. Congratulations to Shime. Hate to say it, but Geno Smith did go over 250 passing yards. Sunday is May Day, so get excited for that. He'll be taking on the Texans. And in baseball, as we wait to see who will advance to take on the Yankees and Mets, hell of a long weekend for New York. The Mets will take on either the Padres or Dodgers on Sunday. Then the Yankees will take on either the Tigers or Guardians Monday. And then Monday Night Football, the Bills take on the Jets. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 67.
Twitch wants to see Nevia one more time, Courtney, so hold Nevia right up there. There's Nevia, Pudge's pal number one, and we will be...
And Pudge from Tennessee, too.
Really?
Yep.
All right, we will be right back.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.